Well, hi, everybody. This is Mark, the Prepper Guy. I am back, done with my sabbatical and pouting and taking time off. So I thought I'd do some more podcasts. I don't know if you caught the comment I put on the comment section here, but I am back and we'll be doing more audio podcasts. I've given up on a lot of the video ones. Those I kind of save for my DIY type projects that I do and how-tos and stuff like that. And then I do still political stuff, but I'm going to move all my politics and my bitching and complaining about our messed up government just to audio, and I'll be putting it only here. And that way I can keep my videos more about, self-help and do-it-yourself, mainly with building and construction. So I do think that there is a lot of problems in America with politics and everything. Nothing that we can do about it other than complain about it. But the reality is we have a lot of issues. And a lot of them stem from the fact that even smart people continue to call us a democracy. And it really is, maybe just a word. And what's the difference between a democracy and a republic? And it's like, well, what's the difference between, I don't know, a Baptist and a Catholic or a Jehovah's Witness and a Mormon? You know, it might all, stem from one belief that we believe in God and the Father and the Son. Unless you're, Jewish, then you don't believe Christ was the Messiah, but he was a prophet. So there's a difference. See, when you're even looking at the simple things, there's a difference. So to say just because you're a Christian doesn't make you, interchangeable with Methodist or Baptist. It's just there's really more than just semantics involved. And as America, we are a representative republic. And that had really a lot of meaning with the founding fathers when they wrote the Constitution. The word democracy does not show up in the Declaration of Independence. It doesn't show up in the preamble. It doesn't show up in the Constitution. You know, it's just not there. If you did a word search on those 6,000 words maybe or whatever it is, you would not find the word democracy anywhere. Yeah. Not even in the way that, maybe they could have said, oh, and P.S., we're not a fucking democracy. No, it's just... We're not, so they didn't even use the word, and it's a big difference. So we'll talk about that, and I think we could change a lot of things if we could get people involved. Now, I'm one that I'm going to continue to hammer on things because I watch Patrick Bet David podcast, and I watch Tucker Carlson on his new network and all that, and sometimes they'll have a really good guest, and then the next day or a couple days when they have a new show, they will talk about something else. And it really becomes an issue with me as far as, TMI, too much information. If you have a really good host on or guest or something like that, and they talk about something really important, and you're like, wow, I never knew that they were doing that, or I never knew they were doing this. And then you jump to another subject the next day and another subject, and we become inundated with too much information. And I think with all the smart people we have in this country and influencers online and networks and stuff, that maybe, we could focus our attention on key issues. If you're watching a hot rod channel, that's all they talk about is hot rods. And yet, if you're watching the news, they're talking about Russia, then Gaza, then Taiwan, then our welfare system, and then our politics, and then our democracy, and then our republic, and then more wars. And it's just, we just can't do that anymore. We have to focus our attention and keep our eye on the ball. So to me, I've narrowed it down to, just representation. And if we were to follow the Constitution and become a republic again, we would have so much say in we the people. So my this is just a, hey, I'm back. My first podcast I'll probably be uploading this evening or tomorrow morning sometime. will be all on that subject and some of the things that, you know, AOC was saying in one podcast that really made me start thinking. And when she was talking to Congress and all that, it's like, you know, why don't we focus, whether you're a congressman or woman from the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, you need to pay attention to this, because no matter what party you are in, if you're in Congress, you've become irrelevant. And because of the 17th Amendment now, we have senators holding up progress, and you and I do not get a vote anymore, plain and simple. So we'll talk about that too. So I'm back. I hope you will continue to listen again. And all of my podcasts were archived, and so you can go way back years, and a lot of talk on nutrition and politics. But for now, we're going to just talk politics. And if you want to learn about how-tos and do-it-yourself things, building houses and side hustles and jobs like that, then jump over to my YouTube channel, and that is at Prepper Guy on YouTube. And then I have the PrepperGuy.com website, where all those videos are there too. But I got to clean things up. It's become a mess while I was on mental sabbatical. Talk to you guys all later. Bye-bye.